21 pubs built in England in the years between the two world wars have been listed by the government for their architectural and historic value. They were part of the improved pub movement at the time, which saw breweries trying to move away from the drunken debauchery of Victorian pubs and focus on attracting in families. Some of the pubs were huge: restaurants, gardens, community rooms, car parks and all the rest of it. Our reporter Marilyn Rust has been on a pub crawl. Well, it's a rotten job, but someone has to do it, to find out what is so special about the buildings.
Each of the bay windows is elaborately carved. We've got jesters or gargoyles. There's some beautiful rearing horses supporting the eaves.
Paul Merry is the manager of the Black Horse Pub in Birmingham. We're standing outside and it looks like someone has plonked an enormous Elizabethan manor house right on a dual carriageway amongst carpet stores and supermarkets. It's one of the finest examples of pubs built in the interwar years.
Do you want to come in and have a look around?
I'd love to.
What can I get for you?
Come to the Black Horse, a good-looking barmaid.
Wow, we've just stepped into a vestibule. There's a beautiful barreled ceiling and there's a carved wooden arch. This is really special.
No two sections are the same. They're all different little imps around. Some showing the brewing, some showing the drinking of the beer.
The Black Horse has been listed as Grade 2 star. That's one below buildings like St Paul's Cathedral and puts it in the top 8% of all listed buildings in England.
Better staircases at the other end.
Oh my goodness.
This is the main function room. Another barreled ceiling in the upstairs vestibule. Bespoke plaster work. Behind us is another massive fireplace and the bust of John Davenport that built the monolith.
The threat to interwar pubs became apparent earlier this year when developers knocked down the Carlton Tavern in Kilburn without permission.
That's dangerous.
Just still in shock, really.
It's a lovely pub and everyone's upset.
What they did was just unspeakably violent.
It was pretty shocking what happened there. The preemptive slighting of the Carlton Tavern, arrant flouting of planning regulations.
Roger Bowdler of Historic England welcomes Westminster Council's demand that the Carlton Tavern is rebuilt. I met him at the Royal Oak in East London, the pub featured in the sitcom Goodnight Sweetheart. Its wood panelling and central oval-shaped bar have secured a Grade 2 listing.
Pubs in the 1920s are actually rather an overlooked area. They're improved pubs, so they're not the gin palaces of late Victorian England. These were smart, genteel places trying to make drinking more of a family activity.
And how did they do that?
They did it by providing space for eating in, smartening up the insides. So this room's got a wonderful vitrolite glazed ceiling, so you could wipe clean all the tobacco smoke off it. Sometimes you get rooms for games playing in at the back. There were places to relax in, to be entertained in, and have a gentler time.
Six of the 21 pubs listed by the Department of Culture, Media and Sport were built by the London brewer Truman's, including the Golden Heart in Spitalfields, where the current managing director, James Morgan, explained that the improved pub movement was taken very seriously.
They invested heavily and they believed in local community and palaces for the people. During the interwar period, an architect called A.E. Sewell was the house architect for Truman's, and he's responsible for these fantastic pubs. They do have this great character, and it's so great to see them recognised as being extremely valuable to our national fabric.